There was a couple I knew who had lost their business when they were in their early 60s for a variety of reasons. It represented their life's work and their retirement. Needless to say, they were concerned about their situation and decided they'd return to the ski resort where they had enjoyed many wonderful vacations, both in the ski season and in the off-season. They had always hoped they might be able to retire to this area someday. They stayed at the same inn where they'd stayed before and were discussing what they should do about their situation when a situation arose with the owners of the inn. They had to leave town due to a family emergency, and they asked the couple if they wouldn't mind watching it for them in return for a free stay. The couple agreed to do so, and long story short, they were asked to stay on as full-time managers and eventually bought the inn for themselves. They wound up with a new business that they loved, and they were living where they'd hoped to retire. This was better than what they had planned on, and they had great financial success as well. That's just one example of opportunity being hidden within disappointment. There are millions of stories like that, and there is no reason you can't become one of those stories. But notice that this couple went to a place that represented something that they enjoyed and already loved. It was a smart move for them to go to a place with positive memories in order to proceed with positive energy. If you have a place like that, keep it in mind. There could be a good reason why you think of it fondly, and it could be pertinent to your future. I also believe that retirement isn't always the best thing for people. My father used to say, to retire is to expire, because he got so much energy from his work. Remaining active and plugged in seems to prolong life in a lot of cases. Maybe your so-called setback is a good tiding for a longer and happier life. Maybe you have more to do, and maybe doing more will bring you the satisfaction that retirement never could. Sometimes our plans are disrupted for good reason. Goal reorientation is a good thing to do whether it's thrust upon us or not. Both Robert and I are firm in our belief that you have to love what you do in order to be very successful at it. He also advises to invest in what you love, which is exactly what ended up happening to the couple at the inn. They had the prescience to visit a place they loved for reinforcement, and reinforced they were. That's walking the talk. If you are a baby boomer without much money today, be thankful for the life you've had and know that life is still waiting to show you some great adventures. Don't underestimate yourself or your possibilities. Whether you're 6 or 60, there are still a lot of great opportunities out there. The good life isn't over until you give up on it.